Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Our guest today is Jake Hart, a famous Foley artist. Can you tell us where the name for the job comes from?
The name comes from Jack Foley. He was the first professional to make sound effects for films. But before Jack Foley was employed in film production, he became famous for creating sounds during live radio broadcasts.
What does your job as a Foley artist involve?
I make the different sound effects you can hear in a film. Imagine the actor walks to his motorcycle and starts it up. I recreate the sound of his footsteps as he walks and the noise of his keys as he gets them out of his pocket. So I'm responsible for the sound effects, but I never do any of the music. That's not my job.
So when are your sound effects recorded? Are they done on the film set?
Actually, they have to be produced in a recording studio after filming. That's because on the film set, there are lots of noises from the filming equipment and the crew. And of course, there are always cars going by. So the microphones are set up to record only what the actors say. The missing sounds are added later.
Can you tell us how you make some of the sounds?
For example, for body punches, I hit a phone book. For the sound of a flying bird, I wave a pair of leather gloves in the air. I generally use things you can find at home.
Are there any sounds that you don't recreate?
I don't do explosions and mechanical sounds like car engines. These are done by a team who specialise in those sound effects. So in a car race scene, the sounds are not mine.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Our guest today is Jake Hart, a famous Foley artist. Can you tell us where the name for the job comes from?
The name comes from Jack Foley. He was the first professional to make sound effects for films. But before Jack Foley was employed in film production, he became famous for creating sounds during live radio broadcasts.
What does your job as a Foley artist involve?
I make the different sound effects you can hear in a film. Imagine the actor walks to his motorcycle and starts it up. I recreate the sound of his footsteps as he walks and the noise of his keys as he gets them out of his pocket. So I'm responsible for the sound effects, but I never do any of the music. That's not my job.
So when are your sound effects recorded? Are they done on the film set?
Actually, they have to be produced in a recording studio after filming. That's because on the film set, there are lots of noises from the filming equipment and the crew. And of course, there are always cars going by. So the microphones are set up to record only what the actors say. The missing sounds are added later.
Can you tell us how you make some of the sounds?
For example, for body punches, I hit a phone book. For the sound of a flying bird, I wave a pair of leather gloves in the air. I generally use things you can find at home.
Are there any sounds that you don't recreate?
I don't do explosions and mechanical sounds like car engines. These are done by a team who specialize in those sound effects. So in a car race scene, the sounds are not mine.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Have you ever lost something important and never found it? If you wish to protect your items, try our recovery tags. These small pieces of plastic can be attached to all types of things, keys, mobile phones, wallets, and much more. If you lose an item with our recovery tag attached to it, finders will be able to contact us at any time of the day and night, 365 days a year. Then our agent will connect you with the finder and arrange for the item to be returned to you. For more details, visit our website.
Two. Hi, Mary. I need your help. I want to work on this project about advertising that I have to finish by tomorrow, and I can't find my glasses. Could you please check if I left them on the boat this afternoon? Sorry to bother you. I've searched everywhere I can think of, but with no success. And of course, I've checked that I'm not wearing them. I'm desperate. Please call me back when you can. Three. If you get to your destination by plane and discover that your suitcases haven't arrived with you, try not to panic. Most so-called lost luggage really isn't lost. It's rather delayed, and your airline can reunite you with your luggage within 24 hours. First, go immediately to your airline's lost luggage office. There, hand over your luggage label and fill out the form, making sure you get a copy. You'll also be asked to show your boarding card with your flight number and your passport. Four.
About a week ago, after leaving work, I went shopping nearby and took a taxi home. Half an hour later, I realized that my phone was missing. I thought I had left it in the taxi, but no one from the taxi company reported finding it. Imagine my surprise when, 2 days later, while doing shopping near my workplace, the shop assistant asked me if I'd lost my phone. I said yes. It turned out I had left it in his shop. When the shop assistant turned on the phone and saw my wedding photo on the screen, he remembered seeing me in his shop several times. I'd set my wedding photo as my wallpaper on the same day that I lost the phone. If I hadn't done that, I'm sure I would never have got it back.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One.
Have you ever lost something important and never found it? If you wish to protect your items, try our recovery tags. These small pieces of plastic can be attached to all types of things, keys, mobile phones, wallets, and much more. If you lose an item with our recovery tag attached to it, finders will be able to contact us at any time of the day and night, 365 days a year. Then our agent will connect you with the finder and arrange for the item to be returned to you. For more details, visit our website.
Two. Hi, Mary. I need your help. I want to work on this project about advertising that I have to finish by tomorrow, and I can't find my glasses. Could you please check if I left them on the boat this afternoon? Sorry to bother you. I've searched everywhere I can think of, but with no success. And of course, I've checked that I'm not wearing them. I'm desperate. Please call me back when you can. Three. If you get to your destination by plane and discover that your suitcases haven't arrived with you, try not to panic. Most so-called lost luggage really isn't lost. It's rather delayed, and your airline can reunite you with your luggage within 24 hours. First, go immediately to your airline's lost luggage office. There, hand over your luggage label and fill out the form, making sure you get a copy. You'll also be asked to show your boarding card with your flight number and your passport. 4.
About a week ago, after leaving work, I went shopping nearby and took a taxi home. Half an hour later, I realized that my phone was missing. I thought I had left it in the taxi, but no one from the taxi company reported finding it. Imagine my surprise when, 2 days later, while doing shopping near my workplace, the shop assistant asked me if I'd lost my phone. I said yes. It turned out I had left it in his shop. When the shop assistant turned on the phone and saw my wedding photo on the screen, he remembered seeing me in his shop several times. I'd set my wedding photo as my wallpaper on the same day that I lost the phone. If I hadn't done that, I'm sure I would never have got it back.
3. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Hello, listeners. Today we've got Sue Bridges, a job advisor here in our studio. Sue, do you advise teenagers to find a part-time job?
Well, young people often decide to work part-time because they want to make their own money and be independent. They also hope the job will help them to make new friends and give them opportunities to socialize. But I always tell them that the most important benefit of a part-time job is what they can learn from it. That can be very helpful when they have to make important decisions about their future career.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, listeners! Today we've got Sue Bridges, a job advisor here in our studio. Sue, do you advise teenagers to find a part-time job?
Well, young people often decide to work part-time because they want to make their own money and be independent. They also hope the job will help them to make new friends and give them opportunities to socialize. But I always tell them that the most important benefit of a part-time job is what they can learn from it. That can be very helpful when they have to make important decisions about their future career.
Two. Thank you for being here with us. Today we're celebrating Slow Art Day. We have organized the event for you, our very special guests, to show you how to enjoy art. It's a pity that, on average, people look at a painting for just 28 seconds. I hope you will be able to spend at least 5 to 10 minutes focusing on each carefully chosen work of art. After about 2 hours, we will get together again here to talk about the exhibition. Have fun!
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Thank you for being here with us. Today we're celebrating Slow Art Day. We have organized the event for you, our very special guests, to show you how to enjoy art. It's a pity that, on average, people look at a painting for just 28 seconds. I hope you will be able to spend at least 5 to 10 minutes focusing on each carefully chosen work of art. After about 2 hours, we will get together again here to talk about the exhibition. Have fun! Three.
What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm going to watch the fireworks show, of course. Do you want to come with me?
Did you get any tickets? I heard they were quite cheap and sold out quickly.
There's no need for tickets. There are better places to watch the show than the stadium. The bridge, for example.
That seems a bit dangerous. And will we be able to see the fireworks well with cars going past?
2 hours before the show starts, the bridge is closed off to cars, but not to people on foot. You can see the fireworks really well from there, but we'll have to walk a while to get to the bridge.
I don't mind walking.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm going to watch the fireworks show, of course. Do you want to come with me?
Did you get any tickets? I heard they were quite cheap and sold out quickly.
There's no need for tickets. There are better places to watch the show than the stadium. The bridge, for example.
That seems a bit dangerous. And will we be able to see the fireworks well with cars going past?
2 hours before the show starts, the bridge is closed off to cars, but not to people on foot. You can see the fireworks really well from there, but we'll have to walk a while to get to the bridge.
I don't mind walking.
Four.
And here is the last piece of news. A professor from Cambridge has found what is believed to be the world's oldest joke book. It's a 3rd-century book of funny stories from the Roman Empire, written in Greek and entitled Laughter Lover. Professor Mary Beard says it destroys the stereotype that the Romans were dull. She also adds that the jokes were put into different categories, for example, teachers and scholars, eggheads and fools. Her favourite joke is an ancient version of the Monty Python dead parrot sketch.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And here is the last piece of news. A professor from Cambridge has found what is believed to be the world's oldest joke book. It's a 3rd-century book of funny stories from the Roman Empire, written in Greek and entitled Laughter Lover. Professor Mary Beard says it destroys the stereotype that the Romans were dull. She also adds that the jokes were put into different categories, for example, teachers and scholars, eggheads and fools. Her favourite joke is an ancient version of the Monty Python dead parrot sketch.
Five.
Look, isn't it beautiful? The sunset looks amazing.
Yes, it's like that famous Impressionist painting by Monet. I wish I had my camera with me. Then I could take a photo of it.
But we're travelling much too fast, and it's getting dark outside, so the picture wouldn't be any good.
I suppose you're right. Do you want to go to the restaurant carriage? I'm hungry.
I think it'll be crowded now, but lots of people will get off at Bristol, so we can try then.
Or we can order a meal now and have it here.
Good idea.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
5.
Look, isn't it beautiful? The sunset looks amazing.
Yes, it's like that famous impressionist painting by Monet. I wish I had my camera with me, then I could take a photo of it.
But we're travelling much too fast, and it's getting dark outside, so the picture wouldn't be any good.
I suppose you're right. Do you want to go to the restaurant carriage? I'm hungry.
I think it'll be crowded now, but lots of people will get off at Bristol, so we can try then.
Or we can order a meal now and have it here.
Good idea.
Six. What's wrong?
I feel terrible. During a lesson today, I thought I saw my students passing a note around. I wasn't sure, so I waited. Then I saw it again. So I walked over to the student who had it and took it from him.
What was it? A joke or a funny picture?
That's what I expected. But you know I'm getting married, don't you? That note was in fact a wedding card signed by my students. It was supposed to be a gift for me.
Oh, I can understand how you feel.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What's wrong?
I feel terrible. During a lesson today, I thought I saw my students passing a note around. I wasn't sure, so I waited. Then I saw it again. So I walked over to the student who had it and took it from him.
What was it? A joke or a funny picture?
That's what I expected. But you know I'm getting married, don't you? That note was in fact a wedding card signed by my students. It was supposed to be a gift for me.
Oh, I can understand how you feel.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.